We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. One man has died after a crash in Clay County at Milford Lake. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, 29-year-old James Jenkins of Junction City was eastbound on K-82 when he drove off the roadway, rolled down an embankment early Sunday. The KHP says Jenkins was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. You may want to grab an extra cold bottled water and spend as much time in the shade as you possibly can today, with temperatures climbing again into the mid-90s with plenty of sunshine this afternoon. And it looks like this pattern is going to stay the same throughout this week. Clear in 74 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high 97. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 76 degrees. We have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. An apartment fire in northwest Wichita has left over a dozen people homeless. Fire crews were called to a fourplex apartment in the 9,000 block of West Lawn near 21st and Tyler just after noon Sunday. Neighbors indicated there were several people still inside one of the units. Rescuers made search of the complex but were unable to find anyone inside. Battalion Fire Chief John Turner says,
"We had several evacuated on the scene, and we had one that was transported to an area hospital for heat-related injuries."
Talking about several firefighters there. Turner says fire damage was extensive to all four units in the complex, and 12 to 15 residents who live in the building will be displaced. Investigators still trying to determine the cause of that apartment fire. A Central Kansas woman has been convicted of shooting her husband last year.
The Kansas Attorney General's office says that jurors found 36-year-old Misty Salem guilty Friday of one count of second-degree intentional murder in the death in March of last year of 41-year-old Samuel Salem at the couple's Stafford home. Police, who responded to reports of gunfire, found Samuel Salem on the living room floor with a gunshot wound. He died at the scene. KTV reports that Samuel Salem's death was the first homicide in more than 20 years in Stafford, a town with a population of around 1,000 people. Misty Salem's sentencing is scheduled for August 25th. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A Washington attorney chosen to serve as President Trump's special counsel to handle the White House response to the Russian probes hails from Kansas. The White House announced Great Bend native Ty Cobb's hiring Saturday. The move reflects the president's growing acceptance that the Russian probes will linger over his tenure for months or even years. Cobb is a Georgetown University Law School alumnus and former prosecutor who lately has been working as a defense lawyer and partner at the Washington firm Hogan Lovells. Samantha Adams and her fiancé are planning a cosmic wedding this August during the total solar eclipse.
Adams told the Kansas City Star she couldn't dream of a more perfect setting for her wedding than during the eclipse because she loves the stars. So the ceremony will be held outside on August 21st at 12:30 p.m. in St. Joseph, Missouri. Adams' fiancé, Cameron Kuhn, says he's happy to go along with the eclipse wedding because it makes his bride happy. The couple's entire ceremony will have an eclipse theme, and every guest will be provided with a pair of solar glasses. During the wedding, the couple plans to watch the eclipse with their guests before taking their vows. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Longtime Kansas State University football coach Bill Snyder is planning to write a children's book. The Wichita Eagle reports publisher Kraken Books says the 77-year-old Snyder is writing a children's book called Take It From Me. Few other details about the book were released immediately. KNSS National News Time, 8:34.
The White House plan to repeal and replace Obamacare has hit another roadblock. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there will not be a vote this week as promised. He says it's because one key senator, Republican John McCain, is still recovering from surgery to remove a blood clot from above his eye. ABC senior White House correspondent Jonathan Carl is at the White House.
The health care vote, of course, has been delayed because of Senator McCain's surgery. Senator McCain is going to be at least a week recovering, perhaps longer. I think it's a very real possibility that this health care vote gets pushed off until after the summer, that we don't actually see a vote on this until September.
A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows a 36% approval rating for President Trump. Two-thirds of Americans also say they disapprove of the president's frequent use of Twitter. Two homes swallowed up by a giant sinkhole. It's 225 feet wide, 50 feet deep, considered a hazmat situation because of the number of household chemicals in there. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. And it's time for entertainment news. The Blur this morning, and Ted's going to tell us about a couple of entertainers who have passed away, Ted.
Yeah, big Hollywood names. Yeah. And a man known as the father of the zombie movie genre has died.
George A. Romero introduced us to flesh-eating zombies in the 1968 cult classic Night of the Living Dead. That was the beginning of a long list of low-budget but profitable gore fests from Romero, including the 1978 sequel Dawn of the Dead. In 2009, while screening Survival of the Dead, Romero admitted that there are those who don't appreciate his approach to cinema.
My films have gotten sort of mixed reactions from the intellectual crowd.
His producing partner says Romero died at 77 after a brief but aggressive battle with lung cancer. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And the death of actor Martin Landau at age 89.
Martin Landau's career spanned more than half a century on stage, film, and television. His breakthrough role was the villain in Alfred Hitchcock's classic 1959 thriller North by Northwest. And he became a household name in 1966, thanks to the hit TV series Mission Impossible, in which he starred with his then-wife, Barbara Bain. I once asked Landau what made that show a hit.
It was very cinematic, it was very stylish, and that virtually changed not only television, but film. I mean, that kind of film. It didn't insult the audience.
The two also co-starred in the 70s cult sci-fi series Space 1999. Landau's career kicked into high gear in the late 80s when he earned Oscar nominations for the movies Tucker, The Man and His Dream, and this one, Woody Allen's Crimes and Misdemeanors.
It's a human life. You don't think God sees?
God is a luxury I can't afford.
Martin Landau finally won his first Oscar in 1994 thanks to a supporting role as late horror star Bela Lugosi in Tim Burton's Ed Wood.
I shall show the world that I can be its master. I shall perfect my own race of people, a race of atomic supermen that will conquer the world!
In his Oscar acceptance speech, Landau said,
"What a night, what a life, what a moment, what everything. I talked to Tim Burton today. I want to finish a conversation. Thanks, Tim, for giving me the part of my life." Well,
Martin Landau also earned Emmy nominations for his roles in the TV series Entourage and Without a Trace. Bill Deal, ABC News.
Martin Landau, the guy that was also in Porkchop Hill, Cleopatra, the greatest story ever told.
He did. He worked.
Yeah, and he was 89 and he was still working. Yeah. He was still in stuff. Martin Landau has died at the age of 89. Apes battled spiders for weekend summer blockbuster moviegoers' money. Of course, money-wise, really no loser. Big weekend at the box office.
According to industry sources, War for the Planet of the Apes took down Spider-Man Homecoming. The Apes opening on top at weekend box offices with an estimated $56.5 million in ticket sales. But Spidey's investors won't miss any meals at number two with $45 million after its $117 million debut last week.
Are there more like you?
Acclaimed romantic comedy The Big Sick opened wider, making over $7 million in third place. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Why is Oprah Winfrey excited?
Oprah Winfrey was certainly excited.
Last thing we said on the last day was, we can't wait for D23!
She got to show off the first look at the trailer for A Wrinkle in Time over the weekend at D23, Disney's big fan convention, where we also got our first look at the upcoming Mary Poppins sequel.
I adore it, and I was actually weeping like the whole time.
And our first glimpse at Simba from the Lion King remake.
Yeah, that was so cute!
That'll be out in 2 years, Mary Poppins and A Wrinkle in Time next year. The cast of the upcoming Star Wars film also on hand. Mark Hamill telling ABC News he couldn't say much about the film, but...
Well, I love the anticipation of it all. This period is almost more exciting to me.
The Last Jedi is out in December. I'm Jason Athenson.
Got some anniversaries today. 80 years ago on this day, Warner Brothers released the cartoon Egghead Rides Again.
Hmm.
First appearance of the character Egghead, who would eventually evolve into Elmer Fudd.
Egghead.
Egghead made his debut 80 years ago today. 70 years ago on this day, the release of the Three Stooges' Hold That Lion. This was noteworthy.
Because?
There was a cameo appearance by former Stooge Curly, the younger brother of Shemp and Moe.
Yeah.
This was the only film ever that featured all three of the Howard brothers, Moe, Curly, and Shemp, in the same film. It also marks the first time that Curly was ever shown on camera with a full head of hair. We think of him as bald.
Yeah, he was always shaved, yeah.
And this was his only appearance on film following the stroke that ended his career.
So who are the three that were related?
Moe, Curly, and Shemp.
So Larry was Larry Fry.
Larry was not one of the Howard brothers.
No. Okay.
So a little piece of Stooge history there.
Zany trio.
Curly with hair. Hold That Lion came out 70 years
Hold
ago
that
today.
Hold That Lion.
25 years ago today, the release of the movie Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. Remember this, the Rick Moranis movie?
I've never seen it.
The sequel to, in the first movie, he shrunk the whole family.
Yeah.
In the second movie, one of his babies grows huge. He blew up the baby, and the baby is humongous and causing terror everywhere.
It's a big baby.
Yeah. Honey, I Blew Up the Kid came out 25 years ago today. It was 50 years ago on this day. The Monkees did a concert in New York. The opening act was a guy named
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix opened for the Monkees.
Would that be a
snoot? And the fans that were there to see the Monkees weren't really
No.
They didn't give Jimmy a very warm reception.
I was a kid then, and it was a completely different audience for those two.
Yes.
Although the Monkees loved Jimi Hendrix.
They did.
They were crazy about it.
But the fans were like, give us the Monkees. Yeah. That was 50 years ago on this day. Happy birthday today to actor Donald Sutherland, who is 85. And I feel one of the more underrated actors in Hollywood.
Canadian, isn't he?
Yes.
He's in the movie version of MASH.
Yes, he was Trapper in MASH.
Trapper.
He was so I just think he's good in everything he's in.
Yeah.
I love Donald Sutherland. Mm. He's 85 today.
Can you imagine, though, Jimi Hendrix comes out and does Fire or Let Me Stand Next to Your Fire, followed by Take the Next Train to
Clarksville. Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No.
That's funny.
And we'll finish up with a good centennial. She was born 100 years ago on this day, the late comedian Phyllis Diller.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
She was a housewife from Ohio, had five kids. And she moved out to California. She started doing a radio show where she kind of gave some offhand advice.
Wow.
People started figuring out she's funny. And before the 50s were over, she was a big star. She was on TV all the time. She was a forerunner and stand-up comedian.
Johnny Carson loved her, didn't he?
Oh, everybody loved her. She worked with everybody.
Yeah.
And she turned herself into a first-rate comedian.
Very funny. Very funny.
Phyllis Diller. She was born 100 years ago on this day. And if you go to a Larkspur restaurant in downtown Wichita, Douglas and Mosley, you can see Phyllis Diller artwork on the walls there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
A little connection to Wichita. Phyllis Diller. Centennial of her birth.
Yeah.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby.
In Derby. Yep.
They have lunch specials every day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Check them out. Just drive on down to K15 208 South Baltimore. You'll have a tasty pizza at Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43, Steve and Ted coming up. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with more on a bank acquisition making news this morning. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.